שויפטים ושויטרים תיתן לך בכל שעורך אשר עד אינו ידע ואנחנו נויס לכל לשבותך ושופטו עשרון בשפט צדק. וסעת המשפט וסעת יפונם ולסיק השויחד כי השויחד יאב אין איכו חומים ויסר להיפטים וצדיקים. So you command the Yidin Shoyftim v'shoyftim titan l'cho v'chosho recho. B'chol ear v'ear they have to be shoyftim v'shoyftim. The Bnei Yishon gave us Eretz Yisrael noisim l'cho l'shvotecho v'shoftu v'sa'om mishpat tzedek. Eretz Yisrael miyuchud avadach yisom ha-shakolish baruch hu emes. You didn't have to leave in the Mekoyah with the midas ha-emes, the midas ha-tzedek and everywhere. But Eretz Yisrael is miyuchud ha-gedin v'antichye v'yorash tes ha-oretz v'osisa ha-yoshev ha-atoy v'antichye v'yorash tes ha-oretz v'morazokti v'omitzir lamid. But Eretz Yisrael, the Chor of Eretz Yisrael, shall have been al-din toy, that they weren't, they didn't go lift them, Yeshua's al-din. Vasisa, Yoshua, Atoiv. Yashvus, Atoiv. There's a schus for Eretz Yisrael. Tzedek. Veshoftu, it's around Mishemish, but Tzedek. In the drash, shoyftim v'shoyftim tin l'cho b'chol shorech or the shloa kodesh, or the shorim, the titan l'cho, the diuk atoy, the titan l'cho, the diuk, the stark diuk of titan l'cho, that the individual also has to have shoyftim v'shoytrim b'chol shorecha. He's a shoyfei to judge what should come in, and he's a shoyter, as he's a police enforcer, to know that when something does come in that's wrong, how to get it out, how to prevent and rectify for the future. But what is the antithesis to this whole midah of shoyftim v'shoytitim l'cho b'chol shorecha? What is the antithesis to the ganze mitzias of emes and tzedek? The Torah zokt loisikach l'cho shoychad, loisikach shoychad. The person has to be very careful if he wants to stay with the midas tzedek. He wants to be emistic. He wants to be yashristic. Yisikach shoichad. The Torah is okay. Shoichad ya'al ve'enei chachomim v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. But afilo a chacham, afilo a person that's mamish, a madregas chacham, is ya'al ve'enei chachomim. He won't be able to see the emes. What it says in Ksubas Kufhei, Shoyched nasa gufoi chad, you become chad with the person. The mitzvah of shoychad is. But again, the drash for the yochid is the same yisoid rabbi said. That is a big yisoid rabbi said. I was always wondering, rabbi said, we have the famous kapitel on before the shofar blowing. What's the big kapitel that we laying? The whole thing, we're having Rosh Hashanah, we're holding by shofar blowing. We're holding by the zman from Mamish, the Reb Sol Solanta, the Deshas Adin. We're holding, we're preparing for this man that was supposed to Mahapach, who spoke in this Mahapach, the Din L'Rachamim. So we say the Mizbor Lam Natzer Mem Zayin 7 times. Kol Ha'am Tikuchof This is so vadig. All that can be true, Hashem bekol shoyfer. I was thinking about the hair over here, Rabbi Yisai. What happens? The capital ends off. Nedive amim neesof amal ohe avrom ki lo yikim ogini erz miyoid na'ala. The end of the capital in Pesach on Zion. Nedive amim neesof amal ohe avrom ki amal ohe avrom ki lo yikim ogini erz miyoid na'ala. What's the pshat over here? Everybody said, what's the yisoy? This is how we end off the capital. We get ready for Chizkiyah Shoifer. One time is a be'emes yedua divrei Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi Chonon v'asimim in Gevalt Gishtiko. Rabbi Chonon asked the obvious question. The boy said, we find tremendous philosophers, great thinkers, intellectuals who, even with all their great knowledge and a great intellect, were koifrim, were mamish koifrim at the highest level. How they acted as a human, had no shackles with their brain capacity, with their understanding. They once caught one of these great philosophers doing some mamish crazy, mamish immodest act. They said, "And right now I'm not this man, I'm somebody else." It's Madam Luchud. As we know by the Gedolei Olam, by great people, Yiddish great people, the Havana, the understanding of who they are, is via the Meisim follows through. But Rabbi Chonon asked the question, how is it possible to mechayiv a young bar mitzvah boy, 13 years old, he's wet behind the ears, he just came out of his 12th grade Rebbe, he barely knows, you know, he just knows basics, a little hakoines maybe, he learned a little mishnayis yuma, he barely knows Chumash because that's the Nebuch. Forget about Tanakh. Maybe a few times they learned a few things to say if you're sure. That's already stored away for eternity on the shelf. And he learned maybe the Rebbe taught him a little bit Hashkafah here. We expect this one to be a maimin in the Berei Oila. He comes with his, to the Bar Mitzvah, the Suda, with his hat. As far as what size is too big for him, as far as you have to wear it. Okay, at least he got him at Borsellino, so that's the least he can have. He puts on his head, you can barely see his eyes. And the mice is sitting there smiling at the pictures. And this young bar mitzvah boy, barely managed wet behind the ears with his Borsellino covering his eyes, he has to be maiming that in Amuno, Bakurish Baruch Hu, Mamish, unbelievable, he has to believe that 100% of the B'nai Yerayla. Are you talking? It's the Eresh Tekash of Rabbi Chonon. It's going to be my moral. The Tzveit Kashi Esu B'chono, and the Pasuk says in Kriya Shema, V'lo Yisrasuru, Achrei Levavchem, V'achrei Eineicha. You shouldn't go after your heart. So the Gemara Chazal down, Achrei Levavchem Zu Minus. After your heart, that's Minus. That's Apikorsis. What does the heart have to do with apikorsis? The mind is apikorsis. We know a person's apikorsis is in the mind, not in the heart. Rabbi Chonon says the gevaldik gevorot, but as a big yisoid, everybody has to know this, Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi Chonon says the gevaldik yisoid. So up to Rabbi Chonon, the pshat is that be'emes, to believe in the Ibrahim Ibrahim Oilom is a dover pashit. The Shai Novi says, go out, look at the stars, look up, see a world in front of you, see a world with such depth, such, you see a tree growing, where does it come from? The Rebbe Kiva, the Maestro Rebbe Kiva, see a plant, see an apple, look at a fruit, look at the world and see the Ribbonish of its farm. The says, I see the Ribbonish of my boss. A person goes into the human body for a second. He looks into the human body. A person just looks into his fingers and see how they work, each finger differently. Thinks about the eyes, the cameras that he has on him, the ears, the koch ha'aznayim. We're not going into the inner body, which is so complex, the mind of a person. No computer, the greatest and most unbelievable computer systems and everything. The mind is so much more advanced. With everything that's going on, the mind, the memory and everything, the dissecting of things and the intellect, it's pashut, says Abba Chana. And that's why every bar mitzvah boy, 13 years old, he barely knows anything. All he knows is he's going to take off this hat soon because it's bothering him. He doesn't know nothing. His bar mitzvah shetel, many of the guys he reads it off, and his father has made him say it about tefillin, Shittus Rabbeinu Tam and Hilchos Tefillin. He said the same drasha that his father said, and the grandfather, and the great-grandfather, they've said this drasha has been passed down. And his son is also going to say this same drasha. And he reads off the paper, and he doesn't know anything who Rabbeinu Tam is. Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, he's reading the paper, he doesn't know. The same way he says, Jesus Rabbeinu Tam, he also says, thank you, mommy and dad, the same monotone. Everything goes with the same monotone. They have to stop him at the end. He reads the bottom paper, it says, made in Williamsburg. It's like the Meister of Scheinberg one time, a guy was at under the chuppah, Doima, the guy was under the chuppah, he was saying, the guy under the chuppah also, he's so nervous, he's not concentrating. So Shiva used to say, especially today they have the card, where the card's printed in front of it, but so, the guy was me, Haray, Haray, Say Lee. It's okay, her name was Sally, so maybe it was okay. I don't know, she just related to talk. Anyway, the kids are Maisa, what does he know? Abu Mechayim and the Amunah Bashem. Madrega, this great philosopher, was a toya. He doesn't believe, has questions. This bar mitzvah boy has a chiyuv to remind him. So b'chora, because it's a pashut. Any person can believe. It's the most simplest thing. What caused a person not to believe? Ki ha-shoichad, ya'aver, enei chachom, v'yisal, v'divin tzadikim. There's a thing called shoichad. And shoichad is ma'aver enei chachomim v'salef divrei tzadikim. Words of truth, to see the truth, to see the bura'el of yisalef divrei tzadikim, rashi divrei mutzdokim. Words of truth, you can argue with a guy, explain him the MS. There's nothing home over there. The Chaim V'Lozhin, two of the Talmidim went off the dial, they came to the Chaim V'Lozhin, they said, Rebbe, we have kashas of Yiddishkeit, tifa kashas and amunah. Tifa kashas, no one has terutz. We went around to all the great rabbis. Reb Chaim V'Lozhin will come into with our tifa kashas. Reb Chaim says, "I'm ready to answer every question you have, and I'm sure you'll have. If it's true what I'm going to ask you, then you'll be able to makabel, and I'll answer your questions no shy. But I have one question for you: did you have these questions before you went off, or after you went off? To tell you the truth, after we went off the derech." So then we had, all these major questions, Yiddish guys, philosophical questions. So Reb Chaim said, I'm sorry, we'll have to end here. The meeting is finished, because those are those questions, they're answers. I can only give answers to questions, not answers to answers. Your questions are answers, why you want to touch up, why you want to go on your way. The person has a shoychad, says Rabbi Chana. The shoychad could be money, the shoychad could be a taiva, the shoychad could be anything in this world that makes him want to be mishubit to something else. And that shoychad is waving in his eyes that he understands that if he's makah the emes, if he's makah taka what the Rebbe wants in the world, if he's makah the emes totally, so then he has to change his way. He has to give up the shoychat. He has to give up this taiva. He has to give up this thing. And he doesn't have to give it up. It's a toys also, but that's the Yitzhar's matin. Because everything is beheta. It just has to do it in the right way. But in his mind, he has to give it up. He has to give up he doesn't want to give up, his Sabbath. Saturday. He doesn't want to give up the Saturday. He wants to mow his lawn. He doesn't want to give up this taiva. So Mela, I have kashis, a shmer, this, that. Oh, but how can you explain the apple? I don't know about the apple, man. I want to eat on Shabbos. I want to eat pork. Forget about the apple. The apple, but I have this question, that question. It's all shaychat. And that's why the surah levav goes like the is in the leif. Because the pshat is the taiva, the rotzer for the taiva is what's perverting his mind to be a min. That it doesn't let him accept the emes. The blockage is in the heart, not in the mind. Those surah levav goes ruminos, that's in the heart. The heart, the taiva, the rotzer, the ritzoinus, for ra, that's what's ma'akev, the heker, the being recognized in the emes. Ki ha'shochet ya'aveh enei chachamim. And that's where the greatest philosophers, with all their philosophy, all their depth, and all their sefer shaldar, their actions couldn't match their words because they were meshuchet. They were totally meshuchet. They were meshuchet to their taivas, and meila, they had to answer them, their guilt. They had to metarets their shtus. You can't live with guilt, you can't live with that stira. So you say, oh, they're questioned. Where's God? Where was God now? Where was this? Where was that? All of a sudden he has questions, but that questions are not questions. They're answers why he doesn't want to mishab himself to the emes. The emes, the boy said, this is mavur, the emes, in the Gemara, Rashi and Chagiga. The whole word of Bechonon, the boy said, I wanted to say once, it's a Rashi and Chagiga. A Rashi and Chagiga. State in Rashi, Mayofu pa'amayaf ana olim bas nodiv. How beautiful are your footsteps, bana olim, the shoes, bas nodiv. The bas nodiv. Torah shrova maitach siz ban yofu ba'amayaf ana olim bas nodiv. Kam anoin raglein shal klal yisrael. How beautiful are the feet of Yisrael, b'shor sh'oyon the regel. When they go up to regel, Hashem sees everybody going up to regel. Ah, what a beautiful sight, Hashem. The shoes. I love the shoes. Love the feet and the shoes. Different smooth about the shoes, Beis Hashem, different thought. But I love the feet and the shoes, Bas Nodiv. Who's this Bas Nodiv? Zokraz of the Gemara, Bitel Shavraham Avinu, Shenikra Nodiv. He's the Bas of Avraham Avinu, who's called the Nodiv, Shenemar, Nidivei Amim Ne'asofu Amelu Heavram, this Pasuk in Tehillim that we say right before Shoifer. Nidivei Amim Ne'asofu, the Nidivei Amim Ne'asofu Am Elokei Avraham. The nation of the Kei Avram, then the Divei Amin. Zok Tehelik Rashi, everybody said this Rashi is worth $1 million. Everybody said checks payable after the Shia. I have a credit card machine also. Divei Amin, Zok Rashi, Bas Nodiv, Zok Rashi, Chigigi Gimel, Zok Tehelik Rashi, Shenikra Nodiv. Avram was called a Nodiv. Al Shem Shenodvo Liboy Lahakir Boira. Pelletic, unbelievable Rashi, but it's $1 million Rashi. So Rashi should not believe in Hakis Boyle. If everybody go around the room and say, ask Avram was known as the greatest philosopher, he's the one who discovered God. He was the one, the whole world was atheists or who knows what, they believed in foreign gods. Avram came and discovered God. He philosophized. He went into the Bria. He mamish went in Tiferet and proved with science all these books. Shtusim v'havolim Eloisa. Rashi says, you know how Avram became a believer in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So Rashi bas nodiv shenodvo liboy lahakis bayra. He gave of his heart lahakis bayra. What's the pshat, Rabbi? He says, this pshat is Rabbi Chana. Not for libel hakes bird, because you have to have an adivu slave. You got to give up your rotzim a little bit in that oifen. The hakes bird is murdered. The hakor from boyroy is totally nidva slave. It's totally they're giving over the heart. The heart has to want. The rotzim has to be there. I want to rotzim Hashem. Then the hakes bird. Then it's possible to recognize Hashem. It's simple. The problem is it starts in the heart. The heart's blocked. The heart's confused. The heart has the returners and wants a certain way. It wants to go in a certain way, Rabbi said. Lefit Varein, Rabbi said, it's Mavur Hetev, maybe. This is the reason why we lived before Shoifer, Rabbi said. This is this man, Shoifer is this man of Emes, Rabbi said. And they hear Lehono Aleinu, Azokas Emes, they call it here. When that siren goes off, Emes. Well, that's what the Shoifer is, Azokas Emes. It's when the siren goes off, the truth, Rabbi. That's the Shaz Adin. That's when everything truth comes about. That's this man, Rabbi said, to be Makris, but the Nidva slave. Now you gotta be the Amalekei Avraham. That's what we regretted the 7 times. I think it's Gavaldik 7 times saying the Gansa Kapitel, Divi Aaron, and so Amir Elokei Avram, that we're Elokei Avram, they're ready to be not Velibel Hakris Boiroi. We're ready to Shasad when it comes to the Emes, the real truth of Shas Hadin, Shas HaShoifar, is the Divi Aaron, and so for Amir Elokei Avram. That's the Yisoid Rabbi Yisai. That's the soy. That's shoyif to mishoyti lachov shorech. If we want to be able to be shoyif to mishoy, we want to be able to discipline ourselves. That's what this parasha is, Rabbi Yisai. The soy of everything Rabbi Yisai is discipline. The person has to be able to discipline himself. He has to know that he has shever shorim. He has different parts of his body that he has to know that has to be watched. He can't do whatever. He can't be hefker. If it's hefker, Hashem yirachem. Shoyif to mishoyti mitidin lachov, but it's not going to work, Rabbi Yisai. If the shoychad, if the inside is meshuchid, if the tires are meshuchid, the shoyif to meshuchid titel lechov, b'chol shorek is not going to work. He's going to be meshuchid to his taivis, he's going to not give up the taivis, and everything's going to become one question, and one this, and he's going after his taivis. Zok to Gemara, brochus nun ches, loy nivro ra'omim elo, liyashak mimius shebaleif. Says the Gemara in Brachos, the ganze metzias of the Amim is to straighten out the crookedness of Yisrael. The choyer it's a peller of Yisrael. If you go around the room, everybody, we look on the days. Avada, we love Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's a day. You know, obviously, there's a certain amount of enjoyment. Motzi Yom Kippur, after you break the fast, there's a lot of enjoyment. But I'm saying Rosh Yom Kippur, we call Yom Leroyim, and to most people, it's, you know, we look at it, okay. How many days till Sukkot are ready? Let's get to Sukkot. Simchas Beis Eva. We like that time of year, but as we get over the hump, the Rosh Hashanah of the long davening and the din and the this and the side. And the Maisa on Yom Kippur, we get up, we make a Shechiyonu, Vikiyimonu, Vikiyonu, Lazman Azer, Rabbi Yisai. Because on the Yom Neiroyim, Rabbi Yisai, even though a person has to mamish, on the Yom Neiroyim, Rabbi Yisai, we'd be lost. We'd have Akmimiyah Shebeleiv. The tachlis of the Yom Neiroyim, Rabbi Yisai, is Yira. The tachlis of the Yom Neiroyim is Yira, that a person should have Yira. You always say the taich of Yira is a toys. Yira Shemayim. People look at a guy, oh, he's a Yira Shemayim. That guy shaking away over there. You know, see him davening with all that kavana. He's a Yira Shemayim. That's an out result of Yira Shemayim. The word Yira Shemayim in my taich, Yira Shemayim means to be cognizant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it means. To know this is a very oil, Rabbi Yisai. When a person understands, he sees it very early. The more he sees it, the more he's cognizant of it, the more he recognizes it, the more he has a havana, be'etzim, it strains the akmimius, it takes away the shoychad, Rabbi Yisai. And Yom Neiroyim is to get a clarity, Rabbi Yisai. It's a time to get a clarity, Rabbi Yisai. It's a time that a person should be ptaka b'simcha. So says the chinuch, and the chinuch says that there's a mitzvah simcha. Well, the simcha in Rosh Hashanah is that we have to realize that if we would just go on without a Yom Neiroyim, without a Rosh Hashanah, without Yom Kippur, we'd go on, the chatoim would build up, and we'd just go on until oblivion. We get lost, and we get messed up, and we get all our various would destroy us. But every year we have a din, a kapara. But even more so, Rabbi said, Rosh Hashanah is the time of year that there's like David Hashem, Oyvis Rosh Hashanah, there's certain awe, there's certain clarity, Rabbi said, certain clarity, in case we got to have the Akmimia Shebelev, in case we got a little bit Shoychad, we get a wake up call. It's Rosh Hashanah, that's the Koyach HaShoyfah, that's according to one Pshat of Haigoyin, that's supposed to wake up, Mo'ir the person, to the Emes, Rabbi said, to Mo'ir to the Emes, Rabbi said, Uru Yishenem Yishinazlem, the Rambam. To wake up, Rabbi Yisai, to think a little about the MS, the true MS, each one in their own way, Rabbi Yisai, and to be in control, to be disciplined, to be able to put a shoyfi v'shoyte b'chol shorecha, not to be, and each one, if you had me, everybody, themselves, to look into their own, titan l'cha, each person, the areas that he has to work on, to know where, what are meshuchid, each one has his own shoycha, but the koyach, to be makid the MS, and get rid of the shoycha, Rabbi Yisai. I just want to end, Rabbi. We saw Gedolei Oyler, Rabbi. We saw this God, this Madrega, Rabbi. Be able to, that we found out that cigarette smoking, whatever it was, I'm not going to the cigarette smoking matter. Rabbi, you want to smoke cigarettes? That's not the point. But the point that Gedolei, they were totally in control 50 years. How long they smoked? And Yaakov Kamenetsky, he went to the doctor's office. He was smoking for 40 years. The doctor told him that smoking is no good. He said, man, he took the pack that was in, took the pack mamish out of his pocket. 4 cigarettes left. Lucky strike, and he lucky striked it into the garbage pail on the way out. 40 years, I don't know, I just made up the name, but 40 years smoking cigarettes, and he took the pack as he's going out by control. He's not Meshuchet. If it's no good, the doctor says no good, that's it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also smoked for many years. He went into the room, he saw, he read an article, he read a thing, someone gave him a thing about smoking. He came out, he dissected his mind, what's right, no shoychad. Said, I'm not smoking anymore. Try this, that way. That was 2-3 cigarettes a day, 2 cigarettes a day, 21 cigarettes a day. We'll go down for 46 cigarettes a day. Try this, try that. Patches, this, what's that book from, what's his name from? Car's book, this book, that book. Okay, but we have to try everything. But my see the that's the that meshuchet. Everybody has to know in their area the Bar said, to be scared to the Kodesh Baruch, to be scared to the Eretz, we have to be oike the Shoichad, that's the Koyach of the Yom Neroim, to be makke the Emes of the Dover Hashem Oiri, to be Zoycha v'Eza Hashem, and these days the Bar said, the Achonah, we should get ready for the days, with this, how this Achonah, the Bar said, to look to be Am Elokei Avram, the Divei Am, to not volibu lahakez boiroi, and that way be'Eza Hashem, we be scaber, be Zoycha, to find the Emes, la'amitoi, the Dover Hashem Oiri, v'Yishi, Atzloch.